KQ4LYJ, KQ4LYJ, K3TNV. Is anybody on frequency that can tell me if I'm getting in okay? This is K3TNV on Echo Link.
Yeah, you're doing a fine job on Echo Link. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David.
David, I didn't have a pencil handy to write your call letters. Can you give it to me again, please?
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And where are you located? I'm in upstate South Carolina.
I'm here in Maryland. My son-in-law and daughter live in Fort Mill, and my son-in-law is a ham, so he told me that he might be on this repeater, so I thought I'd check it out. Over. Where the transmit button is. Okay. Very good, Dave. I guess it's warm enough to... Okay, my daughter told me it was pretty warm down there. We just had 4 inches of snow up here overnight.
Yeah, well, let's see. I think you said you were in Colorado, so... I had a cousin that lived there for a while, and they lived in Fort Collins, and... She said her backyard had snow in it all winter long. It didn't get a lot of sun, and it never the snow never melted completely during the winter. But it doesn't look like we got March, but it doesn't look like we. There's a chance we may not get any snow this year, which we usually get, like an inch or so, or get some ice or something like that, freezing rain, that kind of thing. And we get a big snow about once every 10 years, and big being, 4, 6, 8 inches, something like that.
Yeah, actually, I'm in the state of Maryland, we've had two very strange winters. Last winter, we got no snow at all, which is very weird for us. We're here in the mid-Atlantic, and we get all kinds of crazy weather normally. But, that's interesting about the Colorado story. Over.
Sorry about that. I thought you said Colorado. Yeah, but you definitely get more snow in Maryland. We get here, that's for sure. But it's a little, we're kind of back down to our normal temperature for this time of year. We've actually been about 10 degrees warmer. But it's about 48 right now, and where I'm at in Taylor's, and then there's a little breeze blowing, so it's gonna be a little chilly on the court, but it'll be bearable as long as the wind's not blowing too hard. It won't affect the tennis ball if it gets to blowing, 10, 15 miles an hour, then we'll have an interesting game.
My daughter told me it was like, I think she said it was 60 or 70 yesterday. So your weather can be real variable, but I know you don't get a lot of cold. I think she said that you get a lot. you have more trouble with ice than you do with snow. Over.
Yeah, when we get ice, it is a lot more trouble because of the trees, tree limbs, and trees falling on the power lines and knocking power out and stuff like that. So, and we do get, freezing rain and sleet. And of course, snow can weigh down pine trees especially, and they'll break and fall on power lines. So, we'll have some power outages. The worst I can remember was back, I don't know, around 2005, 6, 7, somewhere around in there. I remember we lived in a subdivision in Traverse Rest, which is just a few miles from here, and we didn't have power for 5 days, so, which is a long time. That's the longest I've ever remember not having power.
Yeah, we've had power failures here off and on. A couple of years ago, I finally bought a generator and installed a transfer switch on my electrical system so we could have power. The house I live in is in a neighborhood where everybody's on wells, well and septic. So when there's no electric, there's no water, and there's no toilet flushing, and there's no water. So. And anyway, Dave, it's real nice meeting you. I'm going to let you go here and try and contact Andrew another way and see if he and I can hook up on here. I hope you have a really great, not so windy, not so cold day playing tennis there. Over.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to playing. And you have yourself a good day there in Maryland, and good to meet up with you on Echo Link. And hope you can find your friend there. And but anyway, I'll say 73s, and good to talk to you. This is KB4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA. Well, thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate you coming back to me, and I guess I might be on here off and on if once Andrew and I figure out how to connect to one another. I just think he's not around right now. I think he's out doing something. Anyway, 73, stay warm, stay dry. Have a fun day playing tennis. It's K3TNV via EchoLink clear.
SOE, this is KA5WLL. You're live and clear to the repeater. Over.
Who was the station? Were you just calling K3TNV on EchoLink?
SOE, I didn't get your full call, but this is KA5WLL. I'm at 385 in Pleasantburg, if it gives you a reference for your distance. Over.
I'm just on EchoLink, so I'm not really worried about how far away folks are. Over.
EchoLink station, I'm sorry. That was a Simplex station here locally in Greenville getting a signal report. He's on the output of our repeater. But good hearing you from Maryland this morning. I was kind of monitoring yours and Dave's conversation. And the station at St. Francis, you have a good day, KA5WLL.
Sorry about that. I obviously couldn't hear a Simplex station here in Maryland. Anyway, 73, thanks for coming back to me, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, sometime.
Roger that. You have a good day there in Maryland. Xavier's Leroy, KA5WLL, clear. Mobile.